And now, from the kids' zone, it's Bedtime Adventures! 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 Hey, but why is there an echo in here? Echo in here. Echo in here. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the second day of Christmas. Aren't you excited? Well, I know I am, because we have a very interesting Christmas tale for you entitled Tessa, Theo, and the Silver Bells. So without any further ado, let us get started, shall we? But as you remember, as with any good story, we must start from the start and begin from the beginning. Once upon a snowy Christmas Eve, in the quaint town of Evergreen, there lived two special turtle doves named Tessa and Theo. These doves were not just ordinary birds. They possessed a magical quality that allowed them to spread love and joy wherever they went. Tessa had feathers of the softest white, while Theo's were a gentle shade of dove gray. In Evergreen, three boys named James, Jet, and Jace were best friends. They were known throughout the town for their mischievous adventures and boundless energy. This Christmas, however, something extraordinary was about to happen that would change their lives forever. As the clock struck midnight, Tessa and Theo fluttered down from the starlit sky and perched on the windowsill of James's room. The soft cooing of the doves awakened James, who rubbed his eyes in disbelief when he saw the two magical birds. "Tessa and Theo, what are you doing here?" James exclaimed in awe. And the doves looked at each other and then at James, and their eyes sparkling with a special twinkle. Without saying a word, they motioned for James to wake up his friends Jed and Jace, and the trio gathered around the doves as they revealed their magical mission. "Tessa and Theo," Jed asked in excitement, "why are you here on Christmas Eve?" The doves explained that they had a special task for the boys. Each of them was to embark on a journey to find and share the true spirit of Christmas with someone in need. Tessa and Theo knew that these boys, with their adventurous spirits, could make a difference in the lives of others. So armed with enthusiasm and the guidance of Tessa and Theo, the three friends set out into the snowy night, determined to spread joy. They visited the elderly, sang carols to the lonely, and even helped a struggling family decorate their Christmas tree. As the night unfolded, the magical doves guided them to a small cottage on the outskirts of town. And inside, they discovered a family facing tough times. The parents were worried about providing a memorable Christmas for their children. With hearts full of compassion, James, Jed, and Jace decided to share the love they had experienced that night. They gifted the family warm blankets, festive decorations, and a basket full of holiday treats. The once gloomy faces of the family members lit up with gratitude and joy. And as the clock struck midnight once again, Tessa and Theo returned to the windowsill, pleased with their boys' selfless deeds. "You have shown the true spirit of Christmas, my dear friends," Tessa cooed. The magical doves bestowed a special gift upon James and Jed and Jace, a small silver bell that would forever ring with the sound of love and kindness. And with that, Tessa and Theo spread their wings and disappeared into the night sky. The boys returned home with hearts full of warmth and a newfound understanding of the magic that lies in giving. And as the first rays of Christmas morning dawned, the town of Evergreen awoke to the sounds of laughter and joy, echoing the love shared by two turtle doves and three best friends on a magical Christmas Eve. Thank you. Well, well, well then. I really did enjoy the second day of Christmas. How about you? And I wonder, what's gonna happen on the third day of Christmas? I guess we'll have to tune in and find out on the next episode of Bedtime Adventures! 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 And now, from the Kids Zone, it's Bedtime Adventures! 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 Hey, but wait, why is there an echo in here? Echo in here. Echo in here. Because it's cool, I tell you. Because it's cool, I tell you. Because it's cool, I tell you. Well, good evening and welcome to the third day of Christmas. Aren't you excited for tonight's Christmas tale entitled Colette, Claudette, and Henriette, A Christmas Story? I'm excited. So let us begin, shall we? Oh, wait. Like with all good stories, we must start from the start and begin from the beginning.